姐妹们，大家平安。
Brothers, sisters, peace be with you.
那我相信你们都会注意到我们基督徒的这个问候语哈。
So I hope you all have paid attention to the greeting how Christians usually do.
那都会提到这个平安这个字哈。
The focus is about peace.
Yeah, 真的是今天呢，我想我们世人真的最其中最需要的就是这个平安。
Today, I believe the most important thing for the worldly people is peace.
那但是平安从哪里来呢？
Where does peace come from?
我们从哪里才能够得到真正的平安呢？
From where we can receive a real peace.
那今天呢，要跟大家分享的一段的经文，就是从这个诗篇二十一篇哈。
Today, my sermon centers around the Bible verses from Psalm 121.
那么这是我第二篇的这个向上行的人生的第二篇的信息。那今天的重点呢是讲到神的这个宝父哈。
So this is actually the second ascent with a message on God's protection.
那么上一次呢，我们跟大家看的这个上行诗的第一篇就是诗篇一百二十篇哈。
Last Sunday, my sermon was focused on the first ascent.
那诗篇一百二十篇呢？那么
，It's Psalm 120.
我们看到呢，他这个诗人呢，在他所处的这个罪恶的环境当中呢，有一个醒觉哈。
So we notice that the psalmist really had this awakening when he was really in very dangerous situation.
所以他第一节就是说，我在极难当中就求靠耶和华，他就应允我。
So the first words of Psalm 120, he says, I called on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me.
所以有时候呢，神，我想呢，有时候神呢，也是允许我们呢，跌入在一种的这个困境的这个当中哈。
So I think sometimes God allows the situation occur to us when we feel we are in danger.
来唤醒我们的这个心灵哈。
In order to awaken our soul.
能够来求靠神哈。
So we can call on our Lord.
很多时候呢，当我们一切都在都顺利的时候。
If we always live a very peaceful situation,
那么可能我们就不会来求靠神哈。
We oftentimes we forget about we need our God.
今天呢，我们要知道就是说，这个世界不是我们的这个目标哈。
Today we need to come to understand this world is not the ultimate goal of our life.
因为这个世界所有的一切呢，有一天都会成为过去。
Because everything you own in this world is going to be over someday.
那么神才是我们的这个目标。
God is the ultimate goal of our life.
我们要寻求他，信靠他，敬拜他和服侍他。
So we need to desire him, seek him, worship him, and serve him.
那今天我们要继续来看的就是诗篇一百二十一篇。
Today I want to focus my sermon on Psalm 121.
那刚才这个文静姐妹呢带领我们读了这个诗篇一百二十一篇。
Just a few minutes ago, Sister Wen Jing already led us to read through the Bible verses.
那我请这个王冕弟兄呢用英文再读一遍。
So I'm going to read the Psalm 121 in English, so you can follow along. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
那这是一篇呢非常宝贵的一篇的诗篇哈。
This is a such precious song.
那讲到神对他子民的这个保护。
It really talks about the protection from God to His people.
那我们从这个诗篇二十篇呢看到，就是说当这个世人他有这个醒悟的时候。
So from the previous Psalm 120, it talks about his awakening.
他就开始呢走向这个耶路撒冷啊，到神的圣所那里去。
So it talks about he was on his travel to Jerusalem to go to the holy temple.
那么这一篇的这个诗篇呢，一百二十一篇呢，就讲到他在这个耶路撒冷的这个旅程的当中哈。
So this is a continuation of his trip to Jerusalem.
他发现到呢，在这个上行的这个旅程当中呢，不会都顺利的。
So he came to realize that it's not going to be an uneventful journey.
也不会都是平坦的，毫无危险的。
It's not going to be so smooth without risk.
那我想呢，的确，今天呢，我们。在奔跑这条天路的时候
，Today for us, as we go our road to the kingdom,
那我们都会知道说不会都是顺利的，都不会都是平坦的，没有危险的哈。
We should not anticipate that this is going to be a very smooth, uneventful path.
我们肯定的会遭受到这个危险。
We probably have to encounter.Some risk situation.
那过去呢，我听了不少的要受洗的弟兄姐妹哈。
I have a prior experience regarding some brothers sisters who are about to be baptized.
那当他们决定要受洗的时候
，when they make up their minds for baptism,
那有时候就会遭遇一些的这个事情哈。
They will encounter something unexpected.
那有时例如呢，遇到意外啊。
For example, some accidents,
或者这个生病啊
，or illness,
或者呢这个不如意的事情等等
，or some unhappy things.
那但诗人呢，在这里给我们看到，他发现哈，虽然在奔跑天路的时候呢，会遭遇到危险。
But here, psalmist reminds us that as we go on the path to the kingdom.We very likely are going to encounter some dangers or risks.
但是他有神的这个帮助啊，有神的这个保护。
But he's certain about the protection from God.
那这是对我们来讲呢，对我们这一班我们在奔跑天路的人来讲呢，那这是非常宝贵的。
So this is a very precious reminder.To all of us who are going on the path to heaven.
那首先我们来看这个他这里讲到说我们要仰望神的这个帮助。
The first verse really talks about we need to lift up our eyes to God.
他说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from?My help comes from the Lord.
那在一百二十篇的这个诗篇里面，我们看到诗人呢，当他看这个四周围的这个环境的时候，
In 120, it describes about the psalmist was looking around for the environment he was in.
那看见到人的这个嘴唇啊，人的这个嘴或者人讲的话是何等的这个可怕哈。
So he noticed.Like the lying lips of people.
那充满了这个谎言和这个诡诈哈。
And the deceitful tongue.
还有呢，他也讲到说，他愿意与人和睦，但是那些人呢，却要与他征战哈。
And then he also talks about how he want to get in harmony with others, but others are fighting him as enemy.
那这造成了带给他了许多的这个难处哈。
So then he really feel he's in distress because of that.
那但是在这个诗篇二十一篇当中，我们看见呢。
But in Psalm 121, we can also notice
他不再看他四周围的这个环境哈。
The psalmist is not looking around his environment anymore.
他往哪里看呢
？Where does he look to?
他往上看。
He looks up.
他说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
So he says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. You know, for how does the help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
所以他不再看他四周围的这个环境，而是向上看。
He's no longer looking around for his environment, but he looks up.
那当他向上看的时候，当他仰望神的时候呢，他就得到帮助。
So when he look up to the Lord, he received the protection and help.
所以弟兄姐妹们哈
，So brothers and sisters,
那这应当是我们。作为基督徒的或者做神的儿女的永远的这个态度。
This should be the everlasting attitude for God's children.
在任何的这个处境的当中呢
,No matter in what circumstances you are in,
我们都要学习向上看。
We need to learn the lesson that we're looking up to the heaven.
我们都要学习来仰望神。
We learn to how to look up to God.
我们就要必得到帮助。
So we will have the help from God.
那当我在预备这篇信息的时候
，When I was preparing this sermon,
那我觉得说你们弟兄姐妹们，你们住在这个 Santa Barbara 啊，真的是有福的。
So I really feel like for brothers and sisters who live in Santa Barbara are so blessed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你们在这里啊，就可以看到什么？高山哈
，because here you can easily see the mountains.
那不像我来自的这个 Dallas 的地方呢，都是平地哈，看不到高山。
So, unlike the place I come from, Dallas is a really very flat plain.
所以读这篇诗篇的时候，也不会有太深的这个感受哈。
So when I was reading this psalm, I cannot experience so deeply.
那但是在这里的时候读这篇诗篇的时候就有很深的感受哈，因为就是好像这里所讲的我们可以向山举目哈，我的帮助从何而来。
So when I read this again in Santa Barbara I have different feeling because I can lift up my eyes to the mountains.
那我不晓得你们的住家哈，有谁的住家呢在你们的这个从前面或者从后院就可以看到这个高山的呢？
I don't know who...For those who you live in the house, you can see through your window, even the front or the back, then you can see the mountains.
有吗？有些弟兄姐妹啊，
okay, yeah.
这很好哈。
Yeah, so we have some brothers and sisters.
所以我们都应该呢，我特别你们住在这里，都应该把这两节的经文呢背诵下来。
So for those who live here and benefit from this, should recite these two Bible verses.
当你们看到高山的时候
When you see the mountains,
就提醒你们能够来仰望神。
You are reminded that you need to look up actually to God.
无论你在任何的这个环境当中、处境当中
，No matter what circumstances are you in,
我们可以来仰望神。
We should look up to our Lord.
我们的帮助是从他而来。
Our help is from Him.
那前面我提到一些弟兄姐妹们在受洗的时候可能会遭受到这个攻击。
I just mentioned that for some brothers and sisters who want to be baptized, they often receive some attack.
那我都鼓励他们能够向上看，能够来仰望神的这个帮助。
I often encourage them to look up to the Lord for God's help.
因为撒旦魔鬼呢可能会借助一些事情来恐吓我们。
Satan usually will make use of some things to threaten us.
这样我们害怕，这样我们不能够往前。
So really make us to be fearful of the things we need to do and move forward.
但是呢，当我们能够来仰望神、信靠神的时候
，When we look up to our Lord and have trust and obey Him,
那我们就能够抵挡他。
So then we can fight against Satan.
所以弟兄姐妹们呢，今天我不晓得你在主的在奔跑这条天路的时候，你面对到一些怎样的这个困难
？So brothers and sisters, I don't know what specific difficulty or hardship you are facing as you walk on the path to heaven.
或者你面对到怎样的这个危机
Or any even crisis you are facing.
但是呢，我们今天呢，我们作为神的儿女的，作为基督徒的，我们不必感到害怕。
But today we Christians.We children of God, fear not.
我们也不要灰心，也不要放弃。
We should not dismay. We should not this frustrated.
我们能够来往上看，来仰望神的这个帮助。
We should lift our eyes up to seek the help from God.
那这里 OK， 刚才也忘记给大家看了这一幅图画，就是这个你们 Santa Barbara 的这个高山的这个图画。
I forgot to show this picture to you when I was talking about the mountains in Santa Barbara.
可能你们其中的你们的家也在这个图画里面。
Maybe some of your house is in the part in the picture.
那接下来我们看到这个诗人讲到他深信神的这个保护哈。
So what comes next is I want to talk about we should have a faith on God's protection.
那么这段的经文呢，诗人呢，当他开始走向耶路撒冷城去的时候呢，他讲到他可能所遭遇的这个危险哈。
So it really describes about the experiences the psalmist had as he was on the trip to Jerusalem.
包括呢这个不小心跌倒的这个危险。
It's also about experience a fell down.
或者这个野兽或者这个强盗的这个危险。
And the risk from the wild animals and the thief and robbers.
还有这里讲到这个百日太阳和夜间月亮的这个危险。
And talks about even the risk associated with the sun in the daytime and the moon in the nighttime.
那我们知道说太阳如果在白天呢，这个太闷热的话也会伤害到我们。
So we know when it's a hot day, the sun is going to really does harm to us.
那么夜间的这个月亮呢，这里也讲到这个夜间的月亮呢也必不害你。
This talks about that your God will keep you from harm during the moon time.
那么古代的人呢，他们相信呢，那个好像如果是这个月亮呢是残缺的或者弯曲的，这个月亮呢是邪恶的这个象征哈。
Oh, in ancient time, people believe that the waning moon is symbolize really the disaster or misfortune.
那么这样的这个月光呢，会带来会使人疯狂哈。
So the really winning moonlight will make people lunatic, crazy, make people crazy.
那么我们知道说这个英文有一个字哈 ，lunatic 就是这个疯狂疯狂的这个意思哈。那么它是其实呢，这个字呢是源自这个拉丁文 luna， 就是月亮来的哈。
So the term lunatic means craziness.Actually, it's derived from a Latin, a luna.
所以，就如圣经所讲的，这个夜间的月亮呢，也会带来危险。
So it's really the psalmist is describing that situation that the moonlight could be risky to people.
那所以今天呢，在我们在奔跑天路的时候，刚才讲的，我们会发现到就是说。有时候当你越渴慕神你会就会越遭遇到这个难处哈。
So for all Christians who are walking on the path to heaven, we will experience the more we desire, sometimes the more we will encounter the risk situation.
那你越渴慕圣洁你会越遭遇到会要越所受的这个试探呢就会越厉害哈。
The more you desire,the holiness, the more serious temptation you may run into.
那你越渴慕追求神呢，这个仇敌呢就会越来越陷害你，要来恐吓你，伤害你。
So the more you desire to follow or seek God, then the dangers and other hardship difficulties will be given by Satan.
那么他就设法呢，让我们偏离这个正路哈。
He really strive to lead you go astray.
但是感谢神呢，这篇诗篇讲到神要保护我们哈。
Praise the Lord and give all thanks to the Lord that He promised us He will protect us.
那包括了几方面哈。
So we can look that from several aspects.
他说他必不叫你的脚摇动。
First, He promised us He will not let your foot slip.
的确呢，在我们 奔跑这条天路的时候呢，谁能够保护我们？谁能保守我们不视角呢？
So who can really protect us so we will not sleep as we walk in the path to heaven?
如果没有神的保护，我们都会都会视角都会被仇敌打倒。
Without God's protection, we will likely sleep or even knocked down by the enemy Satan.
那但是呢，神应许我们，他必不将我们的脚摇动。
But God promised us He will not let our foot sleep.
那第二呢，他说也保护你的，也必不打盹。
Secondly, He promised that He will watch over us. Then we will not slumber.
那么可以说呢，神因着有神的这个保护呢，令我们可以安心。
So it's also, in other words, because of God's protection, we can be peaceful.
那么晚上来到的时候，我们可以安然的这个睡觉。
So we can fall into sleep when night arrives.
因为知道那看顾我们天上的神是永不打盹、永不睡觉的神。
We know the God who watch over us from the heaven will never slumber nor sleep.
那么在古时候呢，有一个故事哈，讲到就是说一个妇女呢，她来到来见这个国王哈。
There's this story talks about ancient time. Women came to meet her king.
她求他来补偿她的这个所损失的这个财产。
So he actually made a request for the king to compensate his loss.Her loss.
那么这个国王就问他，在什么的情况之下，他失去了他的这个财产。
So the king then asked her, in what circumstances you had lost your asset?
那他就回答说呢，就是在我晚上睡觉的时候呢，有小偷进来呀，把我的东西偷走了。
So the woman answered that when I was sleeping, there was a thief who really snipped into my house and stole my stuff.
那么这个国王就回答说，这是你的错嘛，那很显然的是你的错哈，我何必补偿你呢？
Then answered the king, this is actually your fault. Why should I compensate you?
那这个妇女她就回答她说哈。
And then the woman answered,
她说国王啊，我睡着了，是因为我相信哈，你是醒着的哈，醒着的。
So he says, yes, a king, my Majesty, I was asleep, but I trust you were awakened.
那就因着这句话呢，这个国王就补偿了他的这个损失的。
Because her argument, then the king decided to compensate her loss.
所以今天呢，我们所信靠的这位神是24小时呢保护看顾保守我们的神哈，是不打盹也不睡觉的神哈。
So the God we trust, it's really a protection of us 24/7. He will not slumber nor sleep.
我们可以把我们自己的生命，将我们的一切呢来交托给他。
So we can really dedicate all we have to him.
那么还有呢，这里也讲到说，耶和华在你右边应庇你哈。
The third,He is your shade at your right hand.
那么这里呢，应庇你的意思就是说，他要把我们藏在他的这个怀中。
So the shade here means he will hide us in his chest.
那我不晓得你们有看过这个母鸡把那个小鸡呢藏在它的翅膀底下，为了保护它们。
Yeah, so probably you have seen the picture, the scene that where a hen will protect all of those small chickens under her wing, big wing.
Yeah, 神也是这样的，如此的来保护我们。
God actually does the same as it comes to protect us.
那今天早上呢，我跟大家在查考这个约翰福音书的时候。
This morning early on was doing the Sunday school Bible study on the Gospel of John.
那么主耶稣讲了一段话哈。
Lord Jesus said something like this.
在约翰福音第十章二十七到二十九节。
So it's in the Gospel John
chapter 10,
27 to 29.
那说我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟踪我，我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有多大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
今天呢，我们都在神的这个手中。
Today, we're all in God's hands.
谁也不能够把我们呢从父神的手中夺去。
No one can snatch us.Out of his hands.
因为他比万有多大。
Because he is greater than all.
所以我们有这样的一个确据。
So we have this assurance.
那当然了，今天我们谈到神的这个保护。
Today we talk about the topic of God's protection.
那可能呢，你们当中呢，会有人会这样的问。
So someone among you may ask this question.
我相信可能我们自己也经历过，或者说也看见别的基督徒也是有这样的经历。
I believe either some of you have experienced yourself or you have witnessed other Christians who experienced this.
就是对那些遇到灾害的基督徒，我们又怎样解释呢？
So we want to have our explanation on the reasons why some disaster or bad things happened to Christians.
是不是？我们讲到神的这保护，然后，但是我们又讲解释说，那些有些基督徒他们也遭遇到这个灾害。
We talk about the protection of God, but in the meantime, we have to come to understand, or we are puzzled about why things occur to Christians.
那我有几点呢要跟大家来分享的。
I have several points to make.
第一呢，就是说神应许与我们同在。
The first is God has made his promise to be with us.
虽然我们讲到说神要保守我们，保护我们，荫庇我们。
So we said that God promised that he will protect us.
但是呢，神的保守的能力也包括了一个意思。就是我们虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Because one scenario in God's protection is really about what has been written in Psalm 23. It's even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear not evil, for you are with me.
这个就是诗篇所讲的，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
It's just like what it says in Psalm 23. It's, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
所以虽然基督徒呢，也同样的，有时候像非基督徒这样，会遭遇到一些的灾害或者灾难。
Like unbelievers, Christians sometimes have to encounter misfortune or even disaster.
但不同的是什么呢？神应许与我们同在。
But what is the difference between the two is that we have the promise that God will be with us.
他要赐给我们住过的恩典，住过的力量来面对这些的这个苦难。
His grace is still sufficient even we are in difficult situation.
那他要带领我们经过。
He will lead us through that difficult situation.
那第二呢，圣经也讲到所有的灾害临到我们，也是出自神的这个，如果出自神的这个允许。
The other aspect is about the suffering we have. It's under God's permission.
如果不是神的允许的话呢，那任何的一个灾难都不会临到我们身上。
If God does not permit, we cannot even imagine how the suffering would even come down upon us.
那么圣经给我们看到一个例子。
So we can see an example in the Bible.
就是约伯，这个旧约约伯的这个例子。
That will be the example from Job.
那我们知道这个约伯呢，他是一个一个义人，在一个圣经讲他是一个义人， 是一个完全敬畏神的人。
So in the Bible, Job is a very righteous man. He really worship a Lord.
那当然，神也在各方面呢祝福他。
Of course, Job was blessed in many ways by our Lord.
那么这个撒旦呢，这个就来对神说哈。
Then Then Satan came to talk to our Lord.
他说：“你看这个叶伯呢，对你这样的忠心，对你这样的敬畏，其实没有原因的吗？”
So he said, "Do you know if Job was so righteous and so respect to you for no reasons?"
乃是因为呢，你祝福了他。
Then Satan said, "The reason he's so is so faithful is because you have given him so many blessings.
你也保护了他。
You have protected him.
那你只要把这一些呢都拿去的话，他必定呢离弃你。
If you take all of this away, he will forsake you.
那神就对这个撒旦说哈。
Then God said to Satan.
他说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”
So well, then everything he has is in your power, but not on the man himself. Don't lay a finger.
所以这个神就允许这个撒旦呢来攻击这个叶伯哈。
So God in that situation allowed Satan to attack Job.
让他在一天。当中的失去他所有的
，so he really had lost all everything he had in one day.
包括了他的十个儿女
including ten children of his.
那我想呢，我们没有一个人像所经历的，像这个叶伯所经历的一样哈。
I think that it really should be really rare for any of us who experience the hardship and suffering like Job had.
但是我们看到呢，他所临到他身上的也是出自神的允许。
But we need to come to understand what happened to Job. Actually, it's under God's permission.
那第三呢，我们也看到说，有时候临到我们身上的一些的这个苦难、一些的事情呢，让我们也能够更加的来经历认识神。
The third aspect is that the suffering we have will help us to know God better.
那么刚才我们提到这个叶伯哈。
We just mentioned about Job's example.
那么他经历的这个苦难过后呢
After he experienced the suffering,
他最后怎样说呢
What he said at last.
他说我从前风闻有你现在呢亲眼看见你。
Job said, My ear had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
那么过去他认识神哈。
In the past, he sort of knew God.
但是呢他如今呢可以说借助这样的苦难呢让他更加的经历神更加的认识神哈。
Now he has actually experienced the Lord through the suffering he had, and he know Lord better.
那今天我想到我们作为基督徒的哈
，Today for our Christian，
那我们今天可以借助读圣经或者借助参加成人主日学来学习神的话语，来学习认识神哈。
So we learn God's words through Sunday school and through reading the Bible。
那这都是非常宝贵的哈。
This is very precious。
那但是很多时候只是停留在我们的这个头脑的知识上而已。
Sometimes we have to realize we should not only stop at the mental level.
那么有时神允许一些的苦难临到我们身上呢，借助这样的苦难呢，叫我们真的是真正的从生命当中去经历到神的这个作为。
We need to come to realize that sometimes God permits suffering to occur to us.Through that experience, we can learn and know God better.
那我们也能够像这个叶伯所讲的啊，从前呢只是风闻有你，如今呢亲眼看见你。
So we can really come to an in-depth understanding of what Job said. My ear had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
那第四呢，我们也要相信，就是说神有能力的叫万事互相效力。
The last aspect is God is able to make all the things work for the good of those who love Him.
那么我想呢，这个旧约这个约瑟呢，是一个很好的例子。
So, Joseph in the Old Testament is a good example.
我们知道说他在年轻的时候，十六岁，大概十六岁的时候，他就什么？他就被他的哥哥呢们呢被卖了被卖到埃及去。
When he was a teenager, about at age of 16, he was sold to Egypt by his brothers.
然后他又在埃及呢又受到他的这个祖母所陷害而被关在这个监狱里。
And then he was put in the prison, because of his grandma.
With a master's wife.Oh, he was put in the prison, was being accused by
his... Sorry, my bad.
Okay. So, 那但是呢在即使这样在这样的一个苦境当中呢神也能够叫万事都互相效力。
But even in that situation, God will make all the things work.
好，后来我们知道如果你读他的故事哈我们知道后来他成为了这个埃及的这个宰相。
So if you read his story, eventually he became the prime minister of Egypt.
那么神也因着他做了这个埃及的宰相，也因为当时候就发生了这个饥荒哈啊，以致呢他能够供应他的父亲和他弟兄姐妹们全家的这个需要哈。
When the famine took place, that he was able to really help his father and all of his brother, his family.
那当他往回过去的时候，他这样说哈。
So when he was reflecting on the past, he said this.
他对他的哥哥们说哈：“从前你们的意思呢是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，为要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。”
He said to his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives."
所以我们。有时候遭遇到一些的苦难一些的问题呢我们也不要很快的就放弃。
So when we encounter sufferings, we should not feel we should give up.
因为我们知道我们所信的神呢有这个能力能够叫万事互相效力叫爱神的人得益处。
So we should have faith on the God we believe because he can really make everything work.
那最后呢我们也要知道明白呢很多事情呢不是我们现今在今世的时候能够明白的。
My last point is that we will have to learn how to understand in future.
那意思就是说我们很多事情只有当将来我们来到神面前的时候呢我们才能够明白。
For many things we can only come to understand when we meet God in the future.
所以今天呢当我们看到一些事情发生在一些爱主的人或者一些敬虔的基督徒的身上的事情呢有时候我们要承认说我们不明白。
So today when we see bad things occur to Christians, we have to say this to ourselves. We probably do not have the capacity of understanding it.
就如圣经所记载的在以赛亚书那里所记载的他说耶和华说我的意念会同你们的意念我的道路会同你们的道路天怎样高过地照样我的道路高过你们的道路我的意念高过你们的意念
Just like what is recorded in the book of Isaiah For my thoughts are not your thoughts Neither are your way my ways declares the Lord
所以很多时候我们不明白然后在今世的时候我们有时候不明白神的这个作为
So oftentimes, we sometimes don't know what will be God's way to handle things.
但是呢，我们知道有一天呢，当我们回到父的面前的时候，我们会明白了。
We know then when this day comes, when we meet our Lord in heaven, we will have our understanding.
那么，就如保罗在哥林多前书那里所讲的哈，他说。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时候就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
It's just like what Paul said in the First Corinthians. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Nor I know in part, then I shall know fully, even though I'm fully known.
我相信呢，当那一天，当我们在天上的时候呢，我们所有的问题呢，都要得到解答。
I believe when that day comes, we meet our Lord in heaven, all of the questions you have will be answered.
今天呢，我们虽然有些很多的事情我们不明白，但是我们还是相信神是那位保护我们的神。
Today we probably still puzzle about many questions that have no answer, that has no answer, but we still believe that God is our protection.
很重要的一点呢，我想我们今天呢，我们作为基督徒的
very important point I want to make as Christians today.
就是呢，我们可以把我们自己，把我们所拥有的一切能够来交托给他。
We should commit ourselves and all we have to Him.
在每一天生活的开始，在你早上起来的时候。
When you get up in the morning,
那你就可以借着祷告，将你这一天的生活，将你的孩子，将你所拥有的一切能够交托给神，求神看顾保守。
Three prayers, you can commit everything, yourself, your family, your children, to God for His protection.
那么可能我们有孩子在外。
If we have children who live outside,
我们也可以将他们交托给神，求神看顾保守他们。
We can commit them to our Lord.
还有呢，我们也虽然可能会面对到这个撒旦恶者的这个攻击。
The other thing is we will face the attack from the evil Satan.
但是我们也不必感到惧怕。
But we fear not.
因为知道神是比他还大了。
Because we know God is greater than him.
而且呢，他的命运呢，在圣经上记载说，他的命运已经注定了。
And the destiny of Satan is predestined.
就是神有一天呢，要把他丢在这个硫磺的这个火湖里面。
God is going to throw Satan into the sulfuric lake of flames.
感谢神呢，今天我们信主的人
praise the Lord, give all the thanks to the Lord for today we Christians.
在我们奔跑这条天路的时候呢，有神的同在，有神的保护。
As we run in this path to the heaven, we have the protection from God.
我们不必活在这个恐惧的当中。
So we do not live in the fear.
是，就好像刚才我们敬拜团所带领我们唱的其中一首诗歌哈。
Just like a hymn we just sang early on, led by the worship team.
虽然我们不知道我们明天的道路是如何哈。
We don't know exactly the path in our future.
那但是呢，我们知道谁掌管着明天。
Well, we know, you know, that the future is in whose hands.
还有呢，我想我们做基督徒的，我们也不必像一些不信主的人哈。
And we Christians should not do something like those unbelievers.
因为有时候我看到一些不信主的人，甚至以前在我母亲，在我还没有信主的时候，那么我们都会特别我们华人哈，都会带一些的东西啊，或者说带一些的佛放在这皮包里面，或者放挂在这个颈项上呢，来保平安。
Many years ago, my mom was not a believer. I noticed it's true to many other people. In the Chinese culture, they wear things to signify that they protect themselves for peace.
Yeah. 那今天我们做基督徒的，我们不必带什么东西来保平安。
Today, all Christians, you should not wear any special things for the sake of.Seeking peace.
因为我们有神的同在，就有这个平安。
Because we have the presence of the Lord, we should have peace.
那最后呢？
At last.
那当你每一次呢，在这里的时候，无论在开车或者说从你的门前门后这后院呢，看到高山的时候。
So when you live in Santa Barbara, every time when you see mountains,
让神的话语也能够提醒你。
May God's words become a reminder of you.
那我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth.
好不好？我们一起来读一遍中文，一遍英文哈。
Let's read together once in Chinese, once in English.
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heaven and the earth.
那能够把它背起来吗？
Can you try to recite it?
我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
很好哈，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父啊，我满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give all the thanks to you.
我们知道我们信靠你的人。
We know that for people who trust and obey you,
你必看顾保守我们。
You promised us you will protect us.
你也应许永远的与我们同在。
You promise you will be with us forever.
即使在今世我们会遇到一些的苦难，一些的问题。
On the earth, we are going to encounter some suffering and difficulties.
但是你也必赐给我们足够的恩典，足够的力量来面对。
But your grace is sufficient, so we will have the strength you gave to face those situations.
除去我们心中的惧怕。
Take away the fear in our hearts.
知道你每一个时刻都在看顾做我们。
So we can know all the time, every second you watch over us.
我们可以坦然无惧的来面对每一天的这个生活。
So we can face everyday life without fear.
我们满心感谢你。
We give all the thanks full heartfully.
真的是让我们在每一天的生活当中能够抬头来仰望你。
We really learn how to look up to you in everyday life.
因为知道你是那创造天地万物的这个主宰。
We know you are the creator of the heaven and the earth.
你比万有多大。
So you're greater than all.
谁也不能够伤害我们。
Nobody can harm us.
我们满心感谢你。
We give all the thanks to you wholeheartedly.
我们将祷告祈求乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.